You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to week two of our Advent Reflections. My name is Tadhg, and I'm coming to you from Belfast in Ireland. I'm going to read to you from the scriptures. Our meditation today is from Luke chapter 3, beginning in the first verse. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius tetrarch of Abilene, in the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region about the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. This week we're going to look primarily at texts from the book of Isaiah, but we're starting here with perhaps the fulfillment of some of these texts in the words from Luke's Gospel. What strikes me initially is how much Luke wants us to know that this really happened. He lists a number of different historical figures and the dates of their reign. Then he lists John's father. He really wants to ground John in history. He wants us to know this is not a myth or a fairy story. Then he says that the word of God came to John in the wilderness. How many scripture characters do we know who were spoken to in the wilderness? There's Abraham, Moses, Hagar. There's the prophet Elijah, who was fed and cared for in the wilderness. In scripture, the wilderness is a place where God speaks. In the Exodus, he led his people through the desert for 40 years to speak to them and to change them. He says through the evangelist Luke in this gospel that John came from the wilderness into all the regions preaching a baptism of repentance. Now, if you were to ask me what kind of baptism I might like, I might prefer a baptism of new life, of joy, of peace. But no, John comes preaching a baptism of repentance. He comes speaking to people in the words of Isaiah the prophet. He is the voice that cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. And he says that valleys will be filled in, mountains and hills will be brought low, crooked roads will be made straight, and rough ways smooth. And here we see that all flesh will see salvation. In this passage, we see three themes which we are going to run into time and time again in our meditations this week. The first theme is God's actual physical presence, that he really intervenes in the lives of his people, that he really will come, did come, and is promised to come again. We see second this call to repentance, this call to change, this call to become something new and different. And third, we see a metaphorical presentation of the change God wants to see in our lives, infigured by physical changes in the geographic landscape which the Bible describes. This incredible image of valleys being filled, mountains and hills being flattened, crooked and rough ways being made straight and smooth, is a metaphor for what happens when God's people will turn to him in their hearts, will seek his ways. They will change the world all around them. We will encounter these themes in many different ways as we journey through this week of meditations.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.